My name is Deleja.
My name is Alexander.
My name is Javian.
My name is Leah.
I'm Marquise.
My name is Shira.
My name is Cyan.
My name is Tyrone.
My name is Zion.
My name is Cyana.
My name is Destiny. I'm 18. I go to Holy Family Academy.
We do a documentary every Friday, and what we do is we identify the stereotypes on a black woman.
We want to inform people of the stereotypes that black girls encounter each day and why it shouldn't happen.
Our project is about how natural hair, specifically black women's natural hair, is viewed in school and the workplace and how it's portrayed and people's opinions on it and what we can do to change people's views on what they think about it.
And we chose this topic because we're like three black girls who are gonna be affected by this and like probably have already been affected by this, and then we probably don't really like know. So we wanted to be more informed and inform other people of it.
Our topic deals with violence and video games and the effects it has on young children.
My project is the many loopholes in the CYF system and like the challenges they face and why on taking court cases and why they take so long. And we picked that because we've been through CYF and we know like a lot about it, and we want to bring awareness to the situation.
My topic is shelters versus breeders, about like animals, mainly dogs though. And I chose this topic because I like animals a lot. When I want to get a dog, I want to know a lot of information about where I'm getting it from and its health and stuff like that.
Our topic is concussions. What inspired me to choose this topic is that I'm an athlete and I'm involved in sports a lot, and that's what I want to do when I get in college.
Ours is about death of animals, and animals are being treated wrongly and experimented on for human purposes and subjected to testing.
So we chose our topic because it's something that like everybody should be informed about. Like everybody buys products and a lot of people aren't sure what the process is before getting their products. So I think it's important just to be informed about like things that you're buying and purchasing.
I learned how to not be awkward when I want to ask for something. I feel like every time I ask a question that I think is going to be no, I don't really try to explain the question, and I just like hurry up and get it out and then wait for the answer.
The most challenging part for me would be coming up with interview questions, good interview questions, because you want to get like the best feedback from your interviewee.
The hardest part is early in the morning. I'm not a morning person, so you just can't expect me to perform how I would at 12, how I can at, let's for say, 8:30. That's my only problem.
I mean, we wake up early, and then, I mean, it's a struggle sometimes, you know? I mean, like I said, I couldn't do what you kids could do now.
The most challenging part for me was actually staying focused.
I learned that it's kind of hard to work with four people. Some days, one person would do all the work, and the other three would just, you know, talk.
Challenging part about, you know, the radio documentary stuff, I'd say, is probably finding an interview. It's kind of like the struggle, I guess, just to find somebody that, you know, knows a lot about the topic that you're talking about.
I'd say the most challenging part for me was the interview itself. It's kind of nerve-wracking. You're like calling someone you don't know and you have to ask them all these questions.
I liked what information we got out of our piece, because one of our interview subjects, she gave a lot of information about some things that we may have to expect in the future when we go to work and even in school now, as far as stereotypes go in the world.
There's a lot of, you know, recording, getting people, having to edit people's voices to make it sound clearer or complete, and it's just a lot of work.